Greetings, Dungeon Delvers, and welcome to an exciting episode of Shoulda Had a D8, where we invite friends, fans, and family to join us as we talk about the episodes that transpire on The Natural Ones and Descent into the Void. Today, we have the cast of Descent into the Void here. So, I would like to welcome Travis, who plays King.
Hello.
Zeki, who plays Cal.
Hello, it's Sektown.
Alex, who plays Monaco.
Hi.
Adam, who plays Duran.
Konbawa minasan.
And Lewis, who plays Horatio.
Konnichiwa.
Thank you, everyone, for joining today. So, last time on Descent into the Void, we found that the Liberators were having their own little side adventures. King and Duran had a sort of wedding, a marriage, and while Monaco and Horatio did some dealings with the Corporis Arcana, and of course Cal had his fateful encounter with the Order of Kelimvor. So, after that, we had picked up and Cal had entered into the halls of the heirs of... Fuck, I'm having a brain fart. Equipoise. Let's redo that. So we found that Cal had entered into the halls of the heirs of Equipoise, as they were called, the Knights of Kelimvor, and immediately was revealed upon to him that he, like most of the party, was not just a normal person, but instead something called the Mortal Key, the ability to unlock secrets, unlock hidden potentials, and unlock the door to Eustacia, which was closed by Kelimvor, who had split himself from to balance the equation into a Proelepsy and into an Aegis, the Aegis form known as Hades. You also met with several characters and captains along the way who kind of threaten but forcibly try to impose upon you some choices to make so that you could follow the order and not be captured by things that were searching for you in the form of the Bloodlen.
Like that thing we went to go say?
Well, the thing that you had ran into.
Oh, yeah.
But with all the news that Cal brought back to the team after all that, you discussed and then went off, found out that you were being followed, and ran into what seemed to be a vampiric-like creature, which, King, you quickly held him into place and forced him to speak some truths as he revealed that he was, in fact, with the Bloodlen, and then we had ended that episode.
No, so, his head exploded.
Well, yes.
And not the other mention, one that was there got away.
There was one scene, yes, that ran away as his head exploded, seemingly being attacked by whatever creature was also following him. So it seems like you were not alone in your journey. So, we'll start this off with Cal. So, Zeki, question. Walking into the air of Equipoise, your calories were served to you. I hope you worked out and burned them off. Tell us what was going through yours and Cal's head at that time.
I think both the player and the character really were dying to find some additional, I don't want to say closure, like sense of belonging, I think was a good way to put it. Not because he hasn't found this new family of his, but because there are these others that have been called by Kelimvor, at least in his mind, because that's what happened to him. And finds out that not everybody is as nice as he would, I guess, like them to be. Especially with them, you know, calling him the Mortal Key. And then Master Regan. Regan, right? Or is it Regan?
Yep, Regan Coldhammer.
Regan. Yeah, Regan Coldhammer. Really treating him like an object and a tool, which really doesn't rub Cal the right way. So they have like a little bit of tension, but I think by the end of it, there's like a respectful understanding between the two, or at least on Cal's end. But he's definitely still like keeping them at arm's length. And that's why he made sure to tell like all of his friends, because like, hey, in case some like shit goes down, this is XYZ, and you know where and why this happened.
All right. And one thing that I am very curious to see is that so you were given the idea that the mortal key, I mean, doesn't just open up the doorway to the other side. Is there more than one doorway? What is the doorway? All those answers, questions haven't truly been answered for you, but the fact of the matter is you are more than meets the eye when it comes to your just hidden energy. And then the fact that not you, or maybe you, were reborn several times in the form of this mortal key. How does Cal feel about his, for lack of a better word, mortality, and the fact that he is more than he thought he was?
The first thing that I thought of as a player, and then immediately gave the mindset to Cal to execute as like a character, was that he was very similar to King, where he is like a vessel for a god, and his understanding is that he's like a small piece of Celemvor and Hades, and that he is born out of the two of them. And I think that whenever, you know, Master Regan, you know, treats him as a tool, and the phrasing that he uses, saying that like you open the door and everything else, it really is a little fearful. Now he's like honestly, I thought that might mean that I have to sacrifice myself to be reborn again just to be able to open the door, and that might be a necessary thing that he has to do for his friends.
Welcome to the club.
Yeah, prevent the door from being opened.
Yeah, we'll see. It just seems like that's where Horatio's parents might be located. And if we want to get them back, maybe they're trapped in there. Who knows? But it would be...
poor people trapped as gods. Trapped with unlimited power as gods.
So is this something you guys feel like you'll have to open? Because, I mean, the scripture that... was told that Ulathar told Cal was that Celemvor / Hades was like, nope, no more heroes coming this way. Y'all fucked it up, the Aegis, and so therefore we don't want him to enclose it. But would you feel like you would need to have to open it in order to stop whatever nefarious plan that, who knows, Dorama, Halister, all these evil people that are propping up has an order?
I mean,
that's
last time it was open, didn't chaos, isn't that like why chaos?
You don't know. It was
like, okay.
I know from a dream.
Minaka doesn't know that.
I don't think Horatio knows it either, but I thought we came across something, some lore that said that when Erebus,
yes,
Eros, and Gaia? Yeah, Gaia were at the door deciding whether to go in or not. Like, Erebus was like, let's use the chaos. And that's what caused the chaos. Well, none of that was actually confirmed
because the dream split before any decision. Gaia was like, absolutely not. And then Eros was like, guys, please stop arguing. Let's just get this over with. And then they walked, and then Monaco shattered the dream.
And then we can consume what happened because of happened. The world is how it is because of what happened. Thanks, Monaco.
Those last 5 minutes of footage could be the twist that we need to put everything together.
Yeah, too bad we don't get to see it.
The whole plot of the story just gone.
Let me just tell you, right? I'm gonna pull an Alice Quinn and fucking break the keys. Okay. If we need to.
That is a magician's reference for all you out there. Erasing that, because what if they're going to be like, you spoiled it for me!
Oh my god, it happened so long ago. Here, edit this ahead of that. Spoilers for the magicians. I'm going to...
magician spoilers. You spoiled it for me, because I watched the show and now I know about it. So thank you.
God, you don't even know what season I'm talking about. Thank you. Or when it's going to happen.
I don't know. I don't know.
You just ruined the entire show.
You shouldn't.
As a...
Because now I know, as a purist, I'm expecting that to happen. I'm
going
to
stand strong in saying that the books were better.
I'm here, folks.
Patreon content. But yeah, like I said, you can assume that putting pieces together, there's definitely a chunk of the story that's just not answered yet. And the one, or we'll go into meta time, the one good chunk possibly has something to do with Horatio, because we've gotten bits and pieces from everyone else, and Horatio's backstory in terms of his mother, we don't know yet. So that's like all cloudy figure. So he has to figure out more about his history, maybe more. But then there's tons of different angles to it. Horatio has his own little one way, well, not one way, but he has his own little line to Doramo, who we definitely now know. I mean, it hasn't been confirmed, but we have a suspicion that he is Erebus.
We do have a suspicion that he is Erebus.
Moving on, the Sheen has shifted after Kals was told he will be watching to stay away from the Bloodlen and stay away from Drusilla.
So the first thing we do automatically
is go after Drusilla.
Go after the
and the Bloodlen, exactly. But you were told to stay away from that. The scene has shifted to Duran and King, the two of you deciding to spend the night together in the Bliss. Out of everyone here, they seem to be having the best of times, while everyone else has the worst of times.
I mean, they just had a really bad time to get here.
But we didn't get much of our fill of what are we calling you? Holly Coran Duran or Duran Quinn or Duran King?
Dora Quinn.
Dora Quinn. I like Dora Quinn. Harloran
the Duran King.
We'll let the fans come up with that. Please come up with a ship name. And we'll just go with that. But we did see a nice romantic moment between there and also King collecting some residuum from the divine stones. What do you call them? Altars of the gods. But what we also found out was that Duran somehow could see them as well. The mark of the stelae on his head glowing when he seemed to connect with King. My question goes to the two of you, Duran, King, Adam, Travis. So that scene was wonderful, and then we saw like a new sort of ability erupt into Duran. What was going through your minds and characters' minds at that time?
Oh, as with everything, Duran would let King go first.
Oh, well, I thought that it was really cool. And it shows like how our bond is increasing, and that like a little bit of me is spilling into him, and I think that that's super flavorful and cool. So I was excited to see that like he had like a little divineness about him.
And Duran,
flavorful spilling into him. Well,
giggity.
I think it's all really cool, but I think it's funny because Duran really doesn't know that anything different has happened. He just thinks all the statues glowing differently or everything looking differently is just an effect of King's magic, because King's just so magic and everything just blooms and blossoms wherever he walks, and everything he touches shines with a new life. He just assumes it's more King magic.
Okay. Then you guys had an amazing A Whole New World Aladdin scene when you just flew off on Chastafol, saying goodbye to the Steel Eye Queen. Or sorry, the elven queen who, well, she's not Sario. A queen. Well, she's not a queen.
Guardian.
She's
of
a
the
guardian.
Elves.
She's a guardian. Sariel, the guardian of the elves, is exactly what
the
she
magical
is.
Magical tattoo artist,
warden of the Duskwood Forest.
That's a good term. She is the warden of the Duskwood Forest, awaiting the king to be crowned to lead her and her people peacefully down into what is the fourth layer of the forest. But then We had went from that middle layer, some calories, to so such a romantic high with Duran and King, to just rough
awkward
scene with Monaco and Horatio, who after teleporting, being Art King gated back to the manor, had a weird awkward scene where Horatio was like, I want to have nothing to do with you right now. And but Monaco did what she needed to do to get rid of the patron who's within her. And then also we saw Monaco kind of, do we trust her or not, as she summoned her familiar devil and said she is getting all the pieces ready. But this all could have been a lie to trick her patron and the familiar. But you guys went your separate ways. Monaco still cooking like normal, and Horatio reading some books, learning about the way the ley lines of magic within the Arcane Capital before sneaking out a meal and eating it and ducking away to stay away from Monaco. So my first question goes to Alex Monaco. So what? And this is, I know I've asked this question all the time, but now I really want to know what is going through Monaco's mind as this is all happening, because she is all over the place, and I know she is planning something. You don't have to reveal it.
Within webs, within webs.
Within webs, yes. What, Peatless Pisa, whatever you feel like piecing away, what threads you want us to pull, go ahead and reveal those and pull them for us.
She's got a lot of different eggs going on this basket. And, you know, any number of them could be fucking gold. So, you know, I don't know what direction things are going to go in, but she has a plan for whichever way things can go. She's trying to set up a Xanatos Gambit kind of sitch.
Oh, so does she... No, I'm not gonna ask that question. I want to see it all come out in RP. So I guess, how does she feel about Horatio kind of, I can't handle you right now, peace?
Oh my goodness, it's like eating away at her like crazy. She because it's like she's had to do bad things, but not you know, not to people that she cares about. And she kind of does everything. She tells herself that the thing she does for the people that she cares about. And here she is hurting someone she cares about. And that, and he comes up to her and goes, you hurt me. And it's like, oh, like right in the gut, you know, like, oh shit. Oh, why did I even do this? You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. like, oh, I really, so she just like goes off and cooks and like,
but is she sorry?
Is she sorry?
We don't. We will find out.
Yeah, you'll. Yeah.
So then, Lewis, Horatio.
I have a question. Do you have another character?
Oh my goodness.
Do you have another character saved?
What, are you going to kill her?
Oh, because that was beautiful. And everyone loves her. And she's not evil.
I'm just saying, the way you playing her, girl.
As a player, I don't know what's going to happen. Or like, I don't know if I trust Monaco too much as a player. But as Horatio has faith.
She's going to do the right thing. Her heart's right in the right place. But she's in a bad position.
Do what she needs to do for you, girl. You need to sell your soul to that devil to survive. You sell your soul to that devil.
Yeah, like, and sometimes you need to like do other shit to that devil to get more power. And sometimes mm-hmm. you need to. Oh my god,
that's the safest thing to say.
Sometimes you need power, and sometimes power needs you.
Yeah. I think I'm so curious to see, because Monaco, well, one thing I've never really seen in D&D is someone with a redemption chakra for the sake of, like, you know, everyone wants to be like on the like on the same page, same team, so you don't have it. But then this is where drama, like we have a person who's quote not 100% aligned with the team, and that causes drama, and then that, but that person then has to go through a redemption saga, or else, you know, then the whole team will hate her. And I feel like my prediction, I have no idea where this is gonna go, and you don't have to reveal it or not. Actually don't reveal it. But I feel that Monaco is going to go through a redemption saga where all the cats gonna get out of the bag. King's gonna be like, "Sacre bleu, how dare you!" And then like, there's gonna be this whole big thing, and then it's like, I'm hoping that Monaco seals the devil and like becomes basically her own patron, or just like, I can control you, or whatever you guys are planning. We'll see what happens, and like has like her like redemption saga, and
she
like
wants to tell him, but she's gotta wait. She's got mm-hmm. a way, and it's killing her, you know?
I'm loving it.
I'm calling it now. She might become Raven from Teen Titans.
I'm right. She's going
to seal this motherfucker and steal his power. And I'm
here for it. Too, but I'm not going to force it. Whatever happens, that happen. It's up to the dice and what happens in the scene and during the thing. But keep pulling myself out. I want that to happen. That would be so great, but we'll see. So then going on with Horatio. So Lewis, Horatio wanted to have nothing to do with Monaco, as you said, has faith, but how much faith does he have as you kind of left her sight and began to just go into your own therapeutic? It's almost like a juxtaposition. We have Monaco who cooks and Horatio who reads.
Yeah. I mean, that's the reason he's hurting so much, because he's like, I know she can do better, and I know that, you know, she has her heart in the right place, but why the fuck can she just communicate this shit? Why'd she have to bully me into it? Like, he felt like he just felt like if she would have came and told me like, hey, I might need you to join the Corporis because I really need this, it would have at least given him the time to go in there prepared, knowing. But the fact that she sprung it on him and he felt like, fuck, I really want to help her, fine, you get me, is what he wasn't okay with. And plus, he doesn't trust Judean. He doesn't trust that they use chaos and they're hiding it, and he doesn't trust the fact that they want him to rejoin so badly. So there's I mean, he still hasn't gone through with it, he just gave his word. But every time Horatio's given his word, he's gone through with it. So we're going to see what happens now.
And we still have no proof that they use chaos, just that you sense it in there. But, I mean, that is one assumption. And let's not all forget that King, none of you were, because King has not told you, and Duran were told to don't trust the Corporis by the warden of the Sila, the elves in the forest. So there is definitely some shades going on in there, but now Horatio has to join them. So, but he made his word.
I mean, he doesn't have to. He did give his word. He gave his word, but he's still battling, man. There's a lot of
is Horatio still Horatio in love with Monaco or in love with Monaco?
I mean, I never said he was in love. I just said he.
Cal just caught you two hanging out attracted a lot to her recently. That's fine.
Kyle, and it's funny because if Kyle rolls a history check to remember what Horatio said when they were drinking, he could probably remember. And there was the little awkward moment. That awkward moment was hilarious when Monaco saw him with like the plate in his hand, and he's like, "Oh,
she knew you had it because she was already in the kitchen and had already seen that one of the plates was gone. She's like, oh, Horatio definitely ate one of my food. And then like it starts like putting the food together, then he shows up and she's like, yeah, I know you ate my food. Tastes pretty good, doesn't it?
Yeah. Her food is amazing. He can't, and it's difficult for him not to eat Monaco's food.
You didn't answer the question. Was it a yes or a no? You don't have to say it either.
I did say he's attracted.
I mean, I can go back to the Shad 8, and the audience can also say you did say that Horatio loved Monaco. Falling. So you haven't actually fell yet. You're in the process.
Falling.
You just tripped.
He hasn't fallen yet. He's in the process.
He's thinking it's twice like, now that he's shady.
Shady as shit.
Shady.
That's why like, it's nope. It's he has
so is he like completely catching himself like, right now?
He's currently like curving. Having a battle with his heart and his mind. You get me? Yeah, like his heart is like, dude, like she's a good woman. She's in her heart is in the right place. Da, da, da. And then his mind is he's an intelligent guy. So his mind is like, yo, look at all this shit that she's doing. Look at who the fuck she's follows. Like,
and be I'm pretty careful, sure you get me. So that's the where only he's at person right Monocle now. Told about her history. No one else knows about all that.
Yeah,
her backstory.
I can't wait for King to find out that she cast Dream on him.
Oh my god, right?
That moment is going to break his heart.
Y'all.
You manipulated me?
Or maybe she... Wait, does Horatio know that or no?
Yeah.
No. Wait, did Monaco say that? No.
Showed Horatio everything. She put all the shit on the table.
Yeah.
Because she trusts Horatio. She needed to trust him.
And I wonder what Horatio will do with that knowledge. Drama.
Horatio has not... He's like, all right, I won't say shit, but you have to tell me. Like, the deal was he's not going to say anything, but any plan that she has, he has to know about it.
To that? Because she agreed to it and broke it by doing what she did with Jalal.
Judean,
thank you. Sorry.
Judean. Well, yeah, but she also did tell, if I'm not mistaken, she did tell Horatio that she has to create that potion.
Did she tell you what the potion was?
Something she's terrible, and she couldn't tell you what it was, and then she was asked to do something.
Yeah, and then Horatio pushed for it, and I think you said like I gotta gather some ingredients for a potion.
What the potion?
You didn't tell her what. You didn't tell Horatio what the plan was. Yeah, what the potion did. You just said I have to gather some ingredients for a potion. So it's like, okay, you get me? And he was like, that might take some time. We can push and find another solution. And that's why we went to the Corporis to read on shit. And then he's like, I need your help with this. Horatio, join the Corporis. I didn't expect him
to be like, you need to join the Corporis. I was like, ah, fuck.
Me as a player, I'm very suspicious as to why he wants me to rejoin so badly. Because he tried to get it in the...
In the gesh?
In the deal with me bringing my mother back.
He said something about it being like, it would look good for him.
It's for Cloud.
But for clout. But I don't trust that shit. I think there's like Dalarian blood magic or something.
His lips are just so crusty. He's parched. Oh, yeah. He's thirsty for you.
How much did Monocle get any of the items yet? The sunstone, leaf, mandrake, sulfur. What is it? Mermaid scale and nitrate. She got
some of the stuff from one of the stores.
Yeah.
I remember King like paid for it with stuff, and I remember being like, oh my god, King actually paid for the potions that he's gonna eat that would kill him. I can't, like, I remember at the time being like, I can't believe that just fucking happened.
We'll have to go through it. I just want to make sure I check off which ones you have.
I have the list of the remaining ingredients on the
package. Perfect. So we'll talk about that on recording day. All right. So and then of course. Eventually, everybody came home. Well, no, let me rewind that. And then, of course, the last thing that Horatio was able to read was about the ley lines. You rolled pretty well on the random die. Random book die. There's other things you could have learned. But you get to learn about the ley lines and how they're how they empower magic. Especially the magic within Thelos. Any thoughts Horatio has on that?
Yeah. Horatio asked the dumbass questions because I'm a dumbass, not because Horatio's stupid. About, you know, drawing power from it. I didn't know how to word it, but I wanted to know, basically the question I wanted to ask was, do the ley lines go through can you draw power in a different floor is what I wanted to ask. But I didn't...
XYZ.
I'm sorry, what was the...
You mean like, can you like pull it directly
basically,
from
like,
it?
Does it go...
Or do you need to channel it somehow?
Basically, it's for example, like if we go to King's floor, can I sense where a ley line is
Swoop up that milkshake with those ley lines.
So you want a planar access magic. You want to access magic on a planar level.
Well, because that's also, we assumed, like, most, like, when you say ley lines, I assume, like, Magic the Gathering, like, longitudinal, like, maps or lines on a globe.
Yeah.
But then you described it differently. You said it was, like, veins and rivers, so it snaked around. So then I totally lost that picture, so that's why I wasn't sure.
Because the ley lines aren't perfectly exact. It's not like on like longitude-latitude where it's a perfect line. The ley lines branch out and has branches and vines that kind of go out between them. So you can step on a thinner part of the ley. There's definitely a thick ley line, and then it kind of squeezes out. And you can like sap a little power from a little branch there if you're standing on the actual point where the ley line is. And ley line can go from Thelos to Shivrin, and it's just like a line that goes through it. It's not...
The way I saw the ley lines in my mind was like, think of like the root of a tree, but instead of going down, it goes spread.
And radial branches, that's like how radially extending branches with network.
Just side question. I realize this is only side relevant, but if you cast plane shift and go up a floor, do you get the curse?
That was asked before as well, and you'll have to find out if you do it.
Find out.
Yeah.
Has not been answered, but has been asked.
Has not been answered.
I'm like, because if what Horatio's planning is like, okay, I'm gonna plane shift, but I want to go just to where the ley line is on this next plane, and then we're like, oh shit, we got to do it curse free because he's magic now.
Okay, and sure. Then it becomes
like the end game in a Final Fantasy thing where we just like jump between all the planes.
That's basically where I was going with the thought process. Like, can I sense these ley lines on another level and maybe go through them to go up without getting cursed because it's not chaos.
Magic people, I kind of feel like if that was something safe to do that worked well, people would be flexing about that all the time.
I think that's what the fucking Seekers Guild does.
You have no idea what the Seekers do.
The Seekers Guild regularly passes up magical items up through using like plane shift or something.
No, they're probably have some kind of secret magic items they're using to do it. Like, they've been
No, also remember that Susan left the Corporis and took the shit how to make a fucking Felix Felices from the Corporis to the Seekers, and that's how they make the shit to go up and down.
It's for people as the Felix Felices. So I think Alex is right. I think that there's form of magic or some way that they figured out how to transport shit up and down, but they don't know how to do it with people yet. That's why they use the potion.
With
items, they can go up and down.
Ooh, I'm loving these theories. There's a reason. There is something on what they use. You were not high enough in either of them to figure out their secrets, though.
I also think that it would be foolish to assume that each layer's ley lines are comparable. They could be completely different because this whole place is shattered and the world was sundered. So, like, each world is its own dimension, and, you know, why would we assume that they work the same?
I hear that, but what if the ley lines are the things that's holding
Sticks runs through multiple floors and hells.
That's good. That's good. Could you be like sliders or like Stargate, where we can like channel through ley lines between layers? That'd be so cool.
That's exactly what I'm thinking.
I like sliders.
That was such an obscure 90s.
It was so 90s.
Yes, very 90s.
What if... What if, and this is just a reminder, I don't know, this could be meta, could not be meta. Zeki wouldn't remember this because he wasn't there, but what if something, those arcane gates you stepped through that took you to another dungeon has something to do with it?
Oh, totally. Yeah, and we had the way to open it. We just didn't know, and we were like level 2 characters. We're like, no, can't be on the 6th layer. You're like, we're 2. We're gonna die immediately because I have 8 HP.
So all you
they opened up one of those things, and then it was immediately a dragon.
Right.
It literally was like immediately some kind of horrible dragon, and then we left. This is before we started this
recording.
This is pre-recording. Read the blogs for more information.
This was pre-recording.
And our Patreon for exclusives. For
real, it's on the blogs.
Patreon.com/TalesA20s. But yeah, you totally use that. I mean, you still were affected by the curses from that, but that's could have been something different, could not. I just think your theories are amazing, and I can't wait till the truth comes out, and then you could be like, I said this, and I said this, and we could see who was right and who was wrong.
Did what the Felix Felices help with Galdrum?
Yeah.
Yes.
So it fights curse magic.
I used half of it.
Yes, on that's Galdrum. A very good assumption, and definitely has fought cursed magic. Huh. So many times you were like, I thought, actually, no. No. Zip. Anyway.
What if? He almost gave something away! Oh, snap!
No. Oh my god.
No, because Horatio did start researching on the Felix Felices, and I kind of stopped, put that on the back burner because of everything that's happening, which goes to show.
It's very stressed. Y'all are very stressed.
Yeah, you get me? Because he was like, in the beginning, he was like, I want to learn how to make this shit. And that way, if we need it, we can just make it. And then boom, 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 boom. It's like, fuck that right now.
But yes, that. So a big reveal, and that's something we did not discuss in the last Shad 8, and shame on me for not bringing it up, is that, yes, so you found out that Susan Cain stole Felix Felices, the plant to it, and brought it to Seekers. So why did she choose the Seekers over the Corporis Arcana? Why did she bring the Secrets? That's why. And then why are the Seekers trying to put out a kill? Well, I don't know. Has that been revealed? Yeah. Yeah, you did realize. I was almost saying dead or alive on them. So she's like, two dead or alive? What the fuck is she doing? And then now, and then of course it was revealed that we do know that she is somewhere in some lair being held captive, because I believe King communed and looked for her during that whole ship scene. One of the questions was what happened to Horatio's mother, and you were shifted to like a dark lava-like place where an old man in a wizard's cloak was torturing your mother. So
I want to know how there's like a person and also her as a god, and we're like,
you're so close.
She's like two people and not two people. Is she like Hades and Kalimvor?
She's two things now. We're all just a bunch of vessels, man.
What if Susan
Horatio Cain is just the same person?
Another No.
You are your mother.
Susan Cain is just another vessel, like King is, and Gaia is just inside her.
Yeah, and the chaos magic stripped the gods of their divinity, and now they're in mortal flesh, bound by flesh and blood.
Shut up. I think you hit something.
Oh my god, Omar. Shutting it down.
I think you just figured something out.
I couldn't have gotten there without you, though, so.
We will see. Nothing has been confirmed. Nothing has been confirmed.
I have to give you at least a quarter of my...
I confirm nothing.
I'll give you a quarter of my veins and clout for that.
Not at all. No.
Thank you.
I'm just saying that I like the idea, so I'm really excited in hearing this. I'm not confirming or denying anything, but there are very cool ideas that you guys are coming up with. That's all I'm smiling about. I'm happy that you are invested in the thought. Shut
so
up!
So happy.
I'm very proud. Anyway.
I know proud Omar, and that was... Anyway. Oh shit, they figured it out, Omar.
To any both of these things.
We did wrap up... Oh, I'm sorry. What were you gonna say?
Oh, I was just gonna say, like, Minako was really close to with when Horatio, like right before Horatio's like, yo, you totally fucking betrayed me. She's like, no one's ever done this for me before. I can't believe it. What do I do to thank you? I know. How about like back rubs and dinner and shit? And then he's like, you totally betrayed me. I'm leaving. And she's like, oh, fuck.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no, that shit. Even if you would have offered it,
yeah, because she totally was like,
you right now. And
I think that if you asked him to do exactly what happened, he would have said yes, and it would have been fine. But because you force his hand, that's you just totally worst of both worlds.
Yeah, she totally fucked it up.
I shipped
you got
them
the
still.
Worst of both worlds.
I shipped them though. In the end, you'll see.
The lonely cow.
Cow will have someone.
Cow calories.
Calories. Cows is trying to figure out who he is.
Forever Dad. He's Forever Dad.
Because right? Don't forget, we did also, okay, it was revealed that Cow was just left at the stoop of the Kalimdor people by somebody, like a baby in a basket, tiefling in a basket, in the middle of Thelos, nonetheless.
Yeah, right.
Dad was super important, but who is your mom? Did you know your mom?
Well, no. You don't know his dad either. His dad was just someone who adopted him. We don't know who his birth father or birth mother, or maybe he's like Jesus and just virgin.
Yeah, okay, sure.
I don't know.
who are your biological parents? Do you have any inkling or no? Any
no idea? Idea. I am an orphan, well, yeah.
That's
no
why
idea.
He's an orphan.
Him and Kai had that, like,
because he doesn't
have any information at all?
No. Yeah.
Isn't Kai like grayskin too?
I asked this already. Of, our matching and, vagaries.
Yeah, and that's that skin tone is really.
Our similar skin tones.
Do you think that.
Which is an extremely rare skin tone, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Uncommon, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Isn't that from the Daimyo's line?
Yeah, the Daimyo's also the same.
But could you imagine, what if he was
But Kai just not related to Daimyo, though.
Yeah, but yeah, Kai was also adopted.
Mm-hmm.
We're just two adopted kids.
Yeah, what if he was just like
but our dads did, our adoptive fathers did hang out, too. That was also a thing.
Oh, they definitely.
With Queen Camilla, yeah. They were like us before us.
Gross. If they're brothers.
Why would that be gross?
Yeah, Minako, why would that be gross?
Oh.
Are you still shipping Callan, Kai?
Oh, gross. No, I meant, I know, I'm just like...
What were you saying before, Travis? You were had your own theory with Kaijin, the Daimyo.
I think that he was like a loose man and slept around and made a bunch of children around the city and like had to pay off or like tell people
the honorable like, Kaijin.
Take my kid. Well, he was young and reckless before he became honorable Kaijin. You know, he was a teen and a, you know, roaring testosterone filled male at a, you know, adolescent or young adult. So I'm sure that's my theories. Yeah, and then people were like, oh shit, he's supposed to be. He's supposed to be the next Daimyo. We can't let people find out about this. Here, give these babies to this monk people. And here, give this baby to the people in the forest, you know, or wherever.
Talking about the Daimyo like this, guys. I mean, come on. Come on. He's not, well, he's not, you know. It hasn't been long.
Is he dead yet, by the way? Have we confirmed him yet?
No.
He's not dead.
We don't know what happened to him.
We also haven't checked.
Yeah, we have some shit going on.
We have no idea what's happening in Shivrin. I mean, I'm just like, right now, I'm like, day three. Shivrin is, no. This has been made, progress has been made by the current Daimyo Hiei. He's definitely assaulting Fia, as you know. And there was already dark agents within it. Queen Camilla.
Yeah.
You can only pray. Praise be to Nyx. Praise be to Nyx. Oh, she's still alive.
I really hope Queen Camilla has it. I mean, if Kai and Queen Camilla are together, hopefully Kai got Queen
this
Camilla.
This all got
away.
Turned, man. You don't want Kai catching up with Queen Camilla.
They were like mind controlled. Remember when we saw Hitomi and
Yuri
and Luck?
Genju. Kai was with us though. Kai
is not mind controlled. If they got caught now, chances are they aren't mind controlled.
He wouldn't get mind controlled. So,
easily,
you know. I feel like Minako should just check. Like, hey Kai, are you okay? How are your dreams doing? Are you alive?
You meet Dorama in her dreams. These are mine now.
Yeah, like
it's like you send them to Enceladus' cave, and they come back as zombies.
I think that we actually need to check on them. Like, check on Queen Camilla. Check on Kai. I still believe we should check on Yaz. I mean, I think it's a little late now.
We exposed ourselves to the bloodline. We gotta look out for ourselves.
Does it cost anything to cast that spell that teleports us to like the friggin' chapel in Fia. Can we do that now?
Can
we
just Yeah.
I just check. Just be like, yo, are you guys okay?
We can just.
And we kind of made shit in Thanthelos, so we're like, you know.
Actually, oh my god! Actually, I just thought about it. Since I cast Word Recall and made the sanctuary in Duskhaven in the forest, I could now Word of Recall to Fia in that chapel and then sleep a day because it's my sixth level spell, and then Vampa's back the next day.
Yeah.
Question, what happens if the chapel gets, like...
destroyed?
No, like, destroyed by some iconoclast where you get to jump back there?
I was going to ask the same question. I'm like, what happened got destroyed? Because you don't know what's going on in there.
I don't know.
I guess we'll find out. Or I guess we won't find out.
I feel like nothing would happen because the connection has been lost.
Yo.
It's like imagine if you have, like the internet wire connected to the back of your computer and your...
That guy, I gave him one of my seeds. He better fucking keep it safe.
Can you imagine, like, you zipping there and all of a sudden you're like, ah! And then you see that guy, like, praise be to my... Oh!
It's like the Shire whenever...
Tree, 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 tree.
The Shire when Sauron takes
over. Oh my god, yes. This is the Shire. You see all the fucking people die? Oh man. I mean, there's definitely some war going on there. Hopefully Queen Camilla, she has a banging ass vagary, I will say that. She just didn't use it. Yeah, or you haven't seen her use it. And hopefully she survives for you to see it.
Right?
Is Kai okay? Can you just tell us if Kai's okay?
Don't tell us.
I'm not gonna tell you. You'll have to find out.
He's not gonna tell us. We're gonna have to expend the spell slot to find out.
To take us back to Fia to like talk to the queen.
What about?
I have a question, Travis. Can you grab Scrying as one of your spells?
Is it a cleric spell?
Yeah.
Probably, yeah.
I think you should have that on every day from here on out because we need to start scrying on people. We need to start seeing what's going on.
Scry me away!
I mean,
I don't think
so. Does it get consumed? Because I might.
Worth at least 1,000 gold pieces.
I have a pearl.
Oh, it is. You got an expensive pearl.
The 1,000 gold thing that we've got is that ruby crystal that we're all just not going to worry about.
Well, it could be a crystal ball, a silver mirror, or a font filled with holy water. And I'm not saying that heaven's dew does not count. Does not, yes.
Are you saying heaven's dew does not count?
I mean, it is holy. I don't know.
You know, I feel like if we did a good dance number, we could end up with a font of holy water.
That has to be a font. You guys do not have a font of heaven's dew.
A font is like a chalice. We would need a chalice.
Yeah, a chalice.
I mean, I have heaven's dew in a water skin, and I have not used any of it yet.
I don't know, but I gave my entire water skin to Camilla, and she gave me a ship. So.
Oh yeah. Also, Thelos has plenty.
Yeah.
Shivern doesn't have enough. Thelos, what Thelos needs is crystal.
Yeah.
Shivern is the one that needs
Monaco's time to shine.
Monaco to dig up to dance and dance for money, I guess.
But the font still has to be worth 1,000. I mean, you're not getting away from the 1,000 GP. But if you just happen to find a font,
I mean, we also were heading to take a job. Maybe that job could revolve around it, depending on what we find on the board. And if not, maybe it'll earn us enough money to get a pearl to then scry and or whatever else we need component-wise to bounce back to Fia.
Y'all just need money.
Yeah, we are broke as hell.
Y'all don't got
many.
Any
money.
Money to pay off the assassins we met.
You don't gotta worry about no components to banf him back. It is just my voice is all we need. My supple voice.
Well, we have a guest. We have a couple days before the ball,
the gala. Yeah, you have about
want to go fight. Go fight as the resistance in Fia for a few days before going to the gala.
Sorry, the gala's coming up. We gotta go.
Gotta go.
She said that she said to get to speak to him to help with this. She's like, I'm depending on you to return with help from him. This will help, and gave you the paper. So you're gonna go back and be like, it's in a couple days. We'll just help for now. Zip back and come back again with an army.
She's gonna be like, what? Yeah.
You, but our song is on. We gotta hop out for a second. We'll be right back.
Mm-hmm.
What if?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
King Terminus is his name. Paladin's reference. What if King Terminus reads the letter and says, "I need to go to Fia right now." Would you have that spell ready?
First, we'd have to go down to dust.
Yeah,
and then go.
No, I think you can port from anywhere. You just port to that location, right? Or do you? Yeah, so you don't have to go to the dust district to then.
No, I basically create anchors or like points of places that I can jump to.
Oh, okay. So we can just go instantly. That's sweet.
How many people can you bring with you?
I think 5 or 6 people.
Well, looks like Horatio's staying here.
But I might be able to spend spell slots to twin it. I don't know. And take double, but we'll see. But I know it's at least enough for the party, but maybe I might be able to take one more.
What is one person going to do? Like, I'm just going to bring King Terminus. He's just that powerful, you think? Gandalf? Eagles!
No. I'm saying I know it can bring. I think it's like plus. It's like you plus 4 people or you plus 5 people. I'm just not sure. Let me look it up.
I mean, one more level and Horatio gains teleport. So it's like, all right.
You and 5 willing creatures. So that would be him as well. Cal, Horatio, Duran, Monaco.
Yep, that's 6.
Myself is included. So him. Am I forgetting someone?
No.
So then we could even bring someone else. So even if he was like, come with me, Captain of the Guard, so-and-so. I'm like, okay, we're out.
I wonder what would happen to one of those houses if you teleported it out. Like one of those house golem people. I would just freak out.
I think it's like, what's it called? It'd probably
it's like a radius thing.
Yeah, it'd be too far from its power source.
Just turn.
The whole house come with him.
Oh, no.
Just the whole house can teleport.
I mean, you all know that he's a wizard, so you got to think that a hero of Thelos who became the king of Thelos can do some shit.
It also says that it needs to be dedicated to my team. So I would specifically argue that even if it was destroyed, unless it was consecrated or unsanctified or desecrated, thank you.
Desecrated,
would it not count? Because how sad of a scene would be coming back to having back to like a destroyed temple and rubble and like the bodies of the clerics.
That sounds to me.
Demons walking around because you know the demoners are now.
No, you have to cast magic to specifically desecrate it, not just kill them.
But the demon, I mean, demons now. Demon dancers are now pro demons. Remember that. They're no longer, and their power no longer works against demons because the shard that was taken by Dorama, who still wants the other shard, Horatio. He's like, Ren's life is held in the balance.
Poor Ren.
Poor Ren's gonna die.
He's not gonna kill Ren. Because if he kills Ren, Horatio is never gonna give him the shard. So I don't think he's gonna kill Ren.
Yeah,
Dorama is playing a game. He's all about the mind.
Like
it seems like, if you remember all the way back to episode 1, he had.
Down.
All the way back at episode 1, his powers. Remember Galdrim? Where the hell is Galdrim? By the way, he said he was gonna answer back to you guys, and it's been quite some time. But he's answer you in a few days. It's been
being chased.
3 weeks on sea. No, it's been 5 days at sea, including a few more days in travels. It's been about 2 weeks since he's responded. So, but anyway, he did say that Dorama's magic messes with your mind, as you can totally see. All the people around his side has been like mind fucked. But that's neither here nor there. Continuing on, you all discussed about everything that happened with Calamity, Cal, Morgal, and the Mortal Key, and also he discovered that he was being followed. So you all engineered disguises with spells and an idea to just hang on to the back, letting him travel alone as you went off looking for money and shopping and so on and so forth, just to see if someone would follow you. And of course, someone was. King up high, looking at him, also, as Duran pointed out and mentioned it on your earrings, your just stones of sending, you were able to pinpoint this weird shadowy figure and dive down before it noticed you. You held it in place and commanded it to tell you what it was, well, where it from dominate and what it wanted.
Beast.
You dominated him indeed. And so you all ran on over there, and he revealed, and it was weird, no nose, pig sharp like nose, and with fingers and that look like sharp knives and claws, and dripping from blood from his vampiric like fangs, and blood on his clothes. He revealed that he was with the Bloodline, and that he was here for the Mortal Key on behalf of Drusilla, the leader of the Bloodline, as he was about to give you much more information than he should have. His brain exploded because over on the side, which you guys did not notice, even more hidden, shot with some type of long blast, or you're not sure what it was a figure that jumped away into the shadows, and then we had ended. So what the fuck happened there? Anybody can go on this one.
It's not our fault that guy got killed. No, wait. It's not. Definitely we didn't kill fault. That guy, but it's our fault that guy got killed. But I'm just saying, like, I feel like
he was stalking us. It's totally his own fault.
I think that if you are in that line,
oh, you cut out.
Oh no! Say that again. Out. Yeah, you're good. Yeah.
Hello. So I think that if you are in that line of business, you know what comes with the territory. So he was prepared to die.
Prepared to check. Die. I mean.
You don't go into that line of business knowing that you have a possibility to die. I mean, that right there is a deal breaker if you don't want to die. Like, there's a possibility. No, I'm good.
Cal was not upset in the slightest and only wishes that the other shadowy figure could have been caught.
Oh, Monaco was upset because a dude exploded really close to her. And also, King used like mind control magic right there, and everyone's just like, yeah, that's cool.
It was paralysis magic, thank you.
You made him tell us stuff.
You made him tell you. You dominate his mind.
Right, I did, yeah. I guess so.
And let's not forget, so, some things to take away from that. One, King used magic, a high level point of magic. We'll find out what happens to him and Duran after when the start of the session.
Thanks for reminding him, Monaco.
Oh, no, I wasn't reminded. I was going to say that at the end, but now was just the opportune time to say that. I did not forget. Mm-hmm. Indeed, actually. You use high-level magic, and we'll see what happens instantly.
I think it was only starts. Fifth level.
Only. I was like, right now, I was like, is that a fifth level spell? Because that's a good number.
No.
Is Doesn't it matter. Divine, though?
Magic that comes his magic is comes from the divine. That's how he's a divine sorcerer. All of his magic is divine in general.
That's the same with me as a paladin. All of my magic is, besides the spells I have from being a tiefling, come from my holy connection with Kalimbor.
Exactly.
If you cast remove curse, that doesn't make her a cleric.
It's like this way. You might be able to go to the same websites, but he uses a different carrier.
Exactly. So yeah, since he used AT&T instead of Verizon, he's now going to pay the bill.
He is unhappy that the rollover minutes are now gone. Mm-hmm.
So that's one thing we're going to see. And a second, so before we end, here is one quick meta thing. Let's not forget that with the unpending, who knows what's going on with the undead that's making their way in there. And this definitely looks like some type of vampiric creature, which could be qualified as undead. Let's not forget, we have two ways of figuring out undead. We have you a paladin, just straight up. And then two, we have Horatio's black pearl that would glow if he ever took it out.
They didn't know that. I have a black pearl. It's the pearl I used to identify, and it so happens
you
to identify.
You whipped it out to identify things in the past. So all of you would have seen that he had a black pearl. Just that.
Well, yeah, secrets, Horatio.
Secrets for days.
That's not a secret because he's pulled out the pearl to identify in front of you guys.
Why would
none of you guys
ask
ever asked about
like
the pearl?
That?
Exactly. You're role-playing correctly.
Oh, it's some kind of magic thing. Yep. Chalk it up as magic.
To be honest, Horatio is fully aware that that pearl does that. Lewis's dumbass had to be reminded by the DM. Like, hey, don't forget your pearl does this.
Oh, yeah. And don't forget, Cal has charm divinity. which can also
sense. I do have channel divinity. I have divine sense.
Divine sense, that's it. Divine sense.
I haven't, I mean. It's like one that's like an ace in my like back pocket. I haven't dropped yet.
It's an ace in the hole?
Because as a meta player, I know it would make things very complicated between Cal and Minako. As long as her familiar is around.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That is true, because...
Just yeah,
we'll
do it.
He as of right now, like he trusts Minako, and there's like no
do
like,
it.
He knows that she made this deal, but she's like trying that to get out of it or whatever. Or would, maybe he doesn't even know that yet. Like a lot of that's been like behind closed doors.
Yeah,
yeah, he doesn't know.
People are gonna be mad as shit.
I know.
So it's like he has no reason to cast Divine Sense and be like, "Yo, what the fuck is there a demon here for? Or a devil here for?"
Also, he just reminded me her familiar like changed shape immediately and instantly.
Yeah,
Lewis caught. Yeah,
which Lewis caught. Horatio noticed that. Horatio was like, "What the fuck
is that? Was that a slip up?
That is not a familiar."
I mean,
or did you intentionally do that to show him and like sort of
like? I think slip up is a strong check.
I think that was a slip up by Minako, but not by... I think it was a slip up by Minako, but not by Alex. Yeah, no, does that make sense? I think it was sense?
Both based on her previous statement.
Like, Minako made the mistake, the not
opposite.
Alex.
I think it was the opposite, Minako didn't yeah.
try to hide it because, like, it's the only person who knows anything about familiars is Horatio, and she's not trying to hide shit from him.
Okay. That's what she's gonna tell Rachel when he she's like, "What was that?"
But we've seen him cast his owl and like be like, "I have to change the shape. I need an owl."
You guys see that Horatio's like, "I need to change my owl into a cat. I need an owl." And her cat went from cat to rat by the time it got from her shoulder to her arm. So it's like even Duran can figure out that
he's like, "It's
that's
magic.
Not like Horatio."
Duran is like, "Yeah, it's just." What a powerful magic you have.
powerful magics, I see.
So I'm quite excited to see how the next set is going to go. So many questions to be answered. More answers you get, the more questions you seem to have. But all will be revealed in due time. So... as always, thank you everyone for joining us. Thanks to the wonderful cast of Descent into the Void. Thanks for all you from listening from the first page to the last chapter. Stay true to yourselves and be kind, and we love you all. Thanks again. We'll see you next time on Should Have Had a D8. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
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 Johnny.